Okay, again, Shalom Aleichem to all of the Talmidim. Always so special to be able to learn together in person and otherwise. So, you know, we discussed a little bit Besar and Tisha B'Av last week, so that brings us to Tu B'Av. And what I believe is a very clear explanation for what has been perceived, I think understandably, as a highly enigmatic statement in the Mishnah at the end of Masechta Tainis, that Lo Hayu Yom Tov Mismeichom Yisrael Al Yom HaKippurim V'Tu B'Av. Yom HaKippurim, the Gemara assumes, is really a Milsa D'Pshita, because it's a Yom Mechila U'Slicha Al Yisrael Me'az Yimos Luchos Hashnios. But Tu B'Av, right, the Gemara itself questions, you know, what exactly it's about. And we'll see then the six different approaches of the Amoraim, and again, Migdolei Amoraim from Rav Yehuda and Shmuel, Rav Nachman, Rabban Rav Yosef, Rav Yochanan, Ula. I think a very clear pattern emerges. I'll, you know, tell you what the you know, what the basic premise is, and then we'll try to instantiate it, and then maybe try to understand something which I think even is a little bit more profound. So the Gemara, this is the Gemara in Tainis at the very end, Lamed Amud Beis, tells us, "Bishlami Yom HaKippur, Mishum De'ispe Slicho Mechila, Yom Shenisnu Baluchos HaChronos, Alatu Ba'av Mayhi." So approach number one, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yom Shirtu Shvatim Lavo Zebazah, Maidar Zahadavar, Shirt Siva Adonai Livno Slav Chadimor, Davar Zelo Yehino Egele B'dar Zah, right, the conclusion of Parshas Masei, which we just had, Kain B'no Slav Chadovros, but Kain Matei B'nei Yosef Dovrim, because of the importance of being manchil Eretz Yisrael within the tribal boundaries, but the limitation was a very high price to pay that at any level, even if it was just for Bino Slavchad or, as the Ramban notes, other families, to say that a woman of Menashe can't marry a fine man of Naphtali, right, eats away at the achdus of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so that is approach number one. Similarly, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Nachman, Yom Shehutar Shevet Binyamin Levo Bakal, Shenemar V'Ish Yisrael Nishba Mitzvah Leimor. This is, of course, in the wake of Pilagash Begiva, Yishmenu Yitein B'Tel Binyamin Leisha, Maidarish Amar Rav Mimenu V'Lo Mibanenu. So the first two approaches are very similar in their orientation, right? The unity of Klal Yisrael, the cohesion of Klal Yisrael, and one doesn't need to dig very deeply under the surface, I think, to appreciate how this reverses the Gemara Yoma Dav Tes, right? The idea of Sinas Chinam really reflecting, you know, the cause, the proximate cause, the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, an idea of national cohesion, you know, specifically being reflected in the idea of the Takana of Bino Slavchad, or the Gzeir against Shevet Binyamin being lifted, is a very critical manifestation of national unity and national cohesion, and more on that later, because it, I don't think it's arbitrary at all that it has to do with weddings, and we'll return to that, I think, at the end. Approach number three, Amarabba Rechana B'Yochanan Yom Shekalu Bo Meisei Midbar Dama Marad Shelo Kalu Meisei Midbar Lo Yadibor Moshe Shenemar Vayi Kasher Tamu Kol Anshem Melchama Lamos Vayi Deber Hashem Eloi Eloi Hayadibor. So the third approach, which is of Rabbi Yochanan, is the, you know, very clear. And the Bali Atosos discussed this at length, that Meisei Midbar, who died always on an annual basis on Tisha B'Av, so you could always tell that that year's casualty total would be completed when the moon was full again by Tu B'Av. So given that one of the Chamisha Dvarim that we mourn according to the Mishnah on Tisha B'Av is, of course, the Gzeira against the Dor HaMidbar, this is a very obvious reversal of that phenomenon. Number four, Ula Amar, Yom Shebitel Hoshea ben Eila, the one good thing he did in his life, right? Prostio Shehoshev Yeravam in the Vadal Adrachem Shalo Yalu Regel Vamar Leiza Sheir Tzu Yalu. Not that he was, you know, coercing people into going to the Beis HaMikdash, but Yeravam cut the Jewish people off, the paradigmatic Chote Umachti Aserabim, he cut the Jewish people off in the Beis HaMikdash. So this obviously relates to the second and third elements that we mourn on Tisha B'Av, namely, you know, Chorban Bayis Rishon and Chorban Bayis Sheni. So again, now we've covered, you know, issue number one in the Mishnah. You know, the Gzeir against the Dor HaMidbar, that was Rabbi Yochanan's approach, and now we have covering the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, because we're celebrating the fact that the Jewish people were able to reconnect with the Beis HaMikdash on Tu B'Av. That, in addition to the fact that we saw in the name of Rav Yehuda and in the name of Rav Nachman, right, that we're addressing the underlying cause for Tisha B'Av as well, the Sinas Chinam, by celebrating the national cohesion that came with the lifting of Takanas Bino Slavchad, as well as the Gzeira against Sheva Binyamin. So let's now proceed to the fifth suggestion, Rav Masna Amar, Yom Shinitnu Haruge Beis HaLekvura. Vam Rav Masa, also Yom Shinitnu Haruge Beis HaLekvura, Tekne Biav Natov Yametiv, Hatov Shalo Hisrichu, Hametiv Shinitlu Lekvura. It was a reversal of the destruction of Beitar, right? Which is the fourth element that we mourn on Tisha B'Av. We discussed a little bit last week in terms of, you know, false messianism and how special it really was that we were able to bring them to Kever Yisrael, Hatov Yametiv. A number of years ago, when Zechariah Baumel was repatriated for Kavura, we spoke a lot about this Gemara and Shirin and otherwise, right? The centrality, you know, of Kever Yisrael, of never resigning ourselves in terms of Kever Yisrael, especially somebody who was died al Kiddush Hashem and Moser Nefesh, you know, for Am Yisrael. And it was Mechayiv, Hatov Yametiv, which is an amazing idea. And again, the Gemara contemplates whether or not that integrates into the Doraisa framework of Birkas HaMazon, right? The text of Birkas HaMazon, you know, came over time. Moshe was Metake in Birkas HaZan, and Yoshua Birkas HaOretz, and David and Shlomo Yerushalayim, and Tov HaMeitiv, again, the Chachma Yavna. But the point is that even if the text, was ordained over time, you know, various Doros of the Chachamim, of the Chachma HaMasora, right, there is a shita that this actually integrates into the Doraisa framework of Birkas HaMazon, which is remarkable. And finally, Rav Reb Yosef Damri Tarvayhu Yom Shepasku Milichos Eitzim Lamaracha. That's the least obvious of them all. The Tanya Reb Lazar Gadol Omer Michamisha Asar Ba'av Eilach Tashash Kocha Shulchama V'lo Yukarsim Eitzim Lamaracha. So they couldn't bring the, you know, Eitzim to the Maracha for fear that they'd be moist and therefore there'd be Tolaim, and that's a psul in Atzei HaMaracha L'vishen HaNiveshin. But what's the significance of that? Amr of Nasha Bekarla Yom Tavar Magal, like you can go and break the sickles or various kalim that were used for cutting down the trees. Mikan ve'elach, demosif yasef, udelo mosif ye asef. Ma'i yasef, amr yosef, tikberei ime. So what's the point of the sixth shita? That since the nights get longer, right, what it really reflects is the idea, kumi roni valayla and rina sholtara valayla, it's an opportunity to reconnect, you know, with the with Limud HaTorah, intensifying Limud HaTorah, and that ties back into, again, the fundamental reason for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a famous Medrash, Shenecha Lo Osi Azava V'Sorasi Shamaru, right, Mitoch Ma'or Sheba Hayu Chozerin L'Mutav, right, that the Prisha from Talmud Torah was ultimately responsible for all of the pathologies that expressed themselves, particularly in Bayis Rishon. The Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichos Damim, and people attach themselves to Torah, not to the Beis HaMikdash, right, they would have never engaged in the horrific behavior, you know, that they did, Osi Yidrishun Yom Yom, so they're reconnecting to Talmud Torah. So it's very clear with the six different shitos about Tu B'Av that what it's all about is reversing the pathologies of Tisha B'Av. First of all, the underlying pathologies of Prisha Mitalmud Torah and Sinas Chinam, respectively. Then quite literally reversing, you know, Gzeira against the Dor HaMidbar, the Haruge Besar, Nitnu LeKavura, Klal Yisrael could be Ola LeRegel, which relates, of course, back to Yerushalayim, right? The fifth element of Tisha B'Av is Tzion Sadat Echaresh, and to the Beis HaMikdash itself. So what Tu B'Av is, in essence, Yamim Tovim Usmeichim of Tu B'Av is really just the mirror image, I think it's quite obvious, of the degradation of Tisha B'Av, both the underlying pathologies that led to Tisha B'Av, and then the horrible things that happened on Yom Hamar V'Animhar, Yom Shehuchbu Lo Botzaros Li Yisrael, right? And so what's so striking about Tu B'Av, right, is that it provides us the recipe, right, not just for reversing the pathologies of Tisha B'Av, but obviously for the roadmap forward. And that recipe, of course, as we noted, you know, Mikan Ve'elach, From that moment on, the intensification of Limud HaTorah, which is always number one, Keneged Kulam. Number two, right, having a sense of national cohesion, the Takana of Benos Lavchad, the Gzeira against Shevet Binyamin, it really paves in a material way the way forward. It's not just a way about remembering particular events, the lifting of Yeravam bin Nevat's guards, but it obviously gives us the path forward in terms of achieving a fuller geula. And that brings me back to the text of the Mishnah itself, which is really so stirring, because I think the Mishnah really highlights for us what this is going to require. We all know the famous scene, which may seem somewhat odd to us culturally or sociologically, but the Mishnah describes something quite remarkable. Benos Yisrael Yotzos, this is the text of the Mishnah, the final Mishnah in Tainis, about what went on Tu B'Av. Let's stop right there. You'd say this is a din klali of not wanting to embarrass people. It's always good not to embarrass people. But I think we understand, now that we've explained what Tu B'Av is, the reversal of the pathologies of Tisha B'Av, that it's a din prati. And it's a din prati, shalavayish es misha einlo, that the women would go out of their way not to embarrass people. Right? Because so much, right? Think about Kamtza and Bar Kamtza, so much of the Churban was an insensitivity at the most basic level. Kolakelim tunin tevila, they again would put everything into the mikvah so as not to embarrass people. Be'es nidusan, that there were issues of tamantara, b'nos yishlayim, yotzos v'cholos bakramim. Maha yu omros, v'achor saninecha re'ei ma'atabor lecha, al titein anecha benoi, tinecha v'ishpacha, shekar achin v'val yofi, shayur asana yit salav, omer, tinu la mi priyada vi haluva shari masa vachin omer tzen rena benos yom bamelch shlomo vatara shetra lo imo biyom chasuna so biyom chasim chas libo biyom chasuna so ze matan to biyom sim chas libo ze binyan beis hamikdash she yibane bimheir av yaminu. It's mefurash. What we're saying, I think, is mefurash in the Mishnah. Right? Oh, you have all these psukim which lead you back to one place, namely she yibane bimheir av yaminu, that if you follow the idea of Tu B'Av, and this is why the Amoraim expressed it the way that they did, it's about reversing Beitar and reversing Churban Bayis Rishon Visheni and reversing Tzion Sadate Charesh with Aliyah L'Regel and reversing the Gzeir against the Dora Midbar, but only by getting at the underlying pathologies, the need for greater national cohesion, Shelo Levayish Es Mi She'en Lo, the need for deep attention to other people's emotions and feelings, sensitivities, that number one. And then number two, right, a recommitment to Limud HaTorah, Halaosi Azava V'Sorasi Shamaro Shabtoch Mor Shaba Hayuchos V'Namutav, reconnecting with Amelos BaTorah to the Ribono Shel Olam and to his values. And that, of course, is extremely significant. I think we can now take the next step, and we noted that this is very clear from the first two mahalchim in the Gemara, and of course from the Mishnah itself, which makes it about shiduchim. The Gemara in Brachos tells us very famously that a person is misamei chasen v'chala is kilu bana achas michorvos Yerushalayim. I was once at a chasana with Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the grandson of the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, son of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So Rav Moshe was a Rosh Hashiva in Chicago, a friend of an uncle and aunt of mine, so it was a chasana. We were sitting and talking together about this Gemara. So I asked him what he thought about that, and we agreed that, Pashtas in the Gemara, Kilu Bana Achas Michorvos Yerushalayim, means that when we think about redemption, we're not, thinking about Eitzim V'Avanim B'Lechud. What we're thinking about is the restoration of Klal Yisrael, one brick at a time and one family unit at a time. So, again, when we, many of us will have the opportunity to attend chasanas now, it's the busy year, we should keep that in mind, right? That this isn't just about, certainly it's a wonderful thing at a social level, but Simchas Chasan V'Kala is a mitzvah, in that sense, Chamura B'Yoser, because it reflects our historical consciousness. The idea being that we recognize that in this family, right, the regeneration of our people have gone through so much on Tisha B'Av, now on the Tu B'Av, proverbially, are reconstituting themselves and reconstituting themselves along two basic values: Mikan Ve'elach to Lomosif Yosef, a commitment to Limud HaTorah, and Shel Levayish Es Mishein Lo, a commitment to sensitivity and a commitment to Ben Adam LeChavero, and that has to permeate. Those are the twin axes on which every Jewish home is built: Torah V'Chesed, Torah V'Chesed, Limud HaTorah and Chesed. That's what the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, that only with those two things are you Kami She'esh Lo Eloah. Without that, it's Kami She'ein Lo Eloah, right? And Talmud Torah transforms us spiritually and gives us a chance. Mitoch Ma'or Shaba Hayu Machzirin Lemutav. And of course, as we discussed, Chesed, commitment to Ben Adam L'Chavero, Sion V'Mishpati Badev V'Shaveh Abitzdakah. We understand very, very clearly that that's the road to our, you know, national redemption. So you, of course, you're celebrating particular individuals, the Kalana of the Chasuda, you know, the Chasan Dom Elamelech, but in a broader sense, it's about being Bona Achas Michorvos Yerushalayim. It's about reconstituting our people, as all of Tu B'Av is about the Simcha of Tu B'Av, of course, is in the reversal of the pathologies of Tisha B'Av. And again, that explains all of the different shitos that we find, and that explains the simcha of a day that otherwise would be, you know, almost a mundane day. A day that you know, the Gemara has the question, Yom Kippurim is a milsad pshita, but Tu B'Av is far from it. And so again, this deepens our sense of historical consciousness, and it deepens our appreciation of the, being able to participate in a simcha. My Rabbi Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, you know, given the stakes of being Mesameach Chasan Vekala, you know, he never stopped dancing. Actually, a chaver of mine, Tom Chacham, and I were once standing at the edge of the dance floor, you know, sort of, you know, we were chatting, you know, we danced, we were chatting, we were talking, actually, talking and learning a little bit, and Rav Willig Shlita came over, and you know, his Rebbe was Rav Aaron also. He pushed us in back into the circle. He said, "Don't be mevatel the mitzvah." We took the musr, and we deserved it. The idea is, we're dancing for the couple, we're also dancing for the possibility of Kilu Bana Achas Michorvos Yerushalayim, or reversing the pathologies that led to the destruction of Yerushalayim. And as the Mishnah says, right, as a base, a big binyan base, a mikdash, a yibane b'mehera v'yameinu, the opportunity to revisit just foundational values, shelo levayish es mi she'ein lo, to recommit ourselves to Limud HaTorah and to celebrate a new house that's being born on those two axes, Limud HaTorah and commitment to Chesed, which indeed lays the foundation to, you know, the national reconstitution of Klal Yisrael, which is a composite of all of the different besos ne'emanos b'Yisrael, leading to, as the Mishnah says, b'yom chasuna soza matan Torah, b'yom zemichas libo zebinin beis hamikdash yibana b'mehirah b'yameinu.